Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Our Best of the Midwest series continues now. Most Thursdays about this time, we visit with somebody who's maybe less than a tank of gas away, and you might consider that as you're thinking about Labor Day through the holidays as a quick getaway. Here is Liz Vincent. She's the Director of Tourism for the City of Pontiac. Hi, Liz. It's John Williams, and you're on WGN. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, John?
Good. So when we think about Pontiac, we probably think about old Route 66. You're right off of Route 55, right?
Correct, yeah. Route 66 and 55 run somewhat parallel to each other through Illinois. So, yeah, but we're mostly known for being non-historic Route 66.
Non-historic, did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, on historic. Yeah, I was going to say, no, it is very historic. Because why? Because you used to be able to drive coast to coast and you would go on Route 66. There's a song about it and so forth. And was Pontiac an actual stop then?
It was, yeah. We've been on Route 66 since its inception, and we embraced it after, you know, Route 66 isn't technically commissioned anymore.
Right.
There are bits of it that you can drive, historic bits, but we really embraced that history, and I think now especially people have that dream of the Great American Road Trip, and so we see visitors not currently from all over the world, but, you know, from all over the world come just to drive that historic route.
So you have a Hall of Fame Route 66 museum there?
Yeah, we have the Illinois Route 66 Hall of Fame and Museum. That was our initial, I would say, dip into the tourism world, and it has just grown exponentially from there. It's run by the Illinois Route 66 Association. It has all of their Hall of Fame members in it, but probably one of my favorite things about it is that Bob Waldmeier, VW bus that's in there. He was a Route 66 enthusiast and artist who traveled and worked all along the route, and he actually, his VW was the inspiration for a character in a movie that is about cars in Route 66.
Do I know the movie? Is this something famous for me here?
Yeah, Cars.
Oh, Cars. Oh, no kidding, really?
Yeah. So he was an inspiration for the hippie VW bus.
So you have a Museum of Gilding Arts, you have the Livingston County War Museum, the Pontiac Oakland Automobile Museum. I wouldn't think Pontiac would have that much, pardon me, culture, but it sounds like you guys have all kinds of arts there.
We really do, yeah. Our tourism just, like I said, exploded after 2004, and we have murals throughout our downtown. The Livingston County War Museum was started shortly after, and it's completely run by veteran volunteers. The Pontiac Oakland Automobile Museum is a fantastic display of the Pontiac cars and the Oakland automobiles. And then the Museum of the Gilding Arts, it's actually one of a kind in the world. It's dedicated to the art of gilding, which is the application of gold leaf for another precious metal leaf, you know, for ornamentation and those sorts of things. And it delves into how the gold leaf is even made. So it's a pretty unique experience. Probably the best part about our museums, though, is that they're all donation only. So people can come down and spend a great afternoon in our downtown and explore our museums and have a really good time.
What are you, about 90 minutes from downtown Chicago? Maybe less, depending on the traffic.
Depending on traffic, yeah. It's exactly 100 miles.
And you also have golf courses. I guess most towns do. You actually have a very good one out there, but it's the 18-hole disc golf course as well.
Yeah, the city recently took over our golf course that's in town. It's a public course, and then we have the disc golf course, which is unique in that one of its water hazards is actually our river that runs right through town.
Yeah, what's the river there?
The Vermilion River.
So you also have coming up, if you're thinking about, okay, I'm leaning into what you guys are selling, you do have a festival coming up mid-September, right?
We do, yeah. So every year we have our annual GTO weekend. A lot of people are familiar with GTOs. There's also a song about that, I think. And the GTO weekend is a whole bunch of car clubs that get together, GTO car clubs that get together. We also have a cruise in that night, and it's our final Rockin' at the River concert series. Our Rockin' at the River concert series is in Humiston Riverside Park, which is right outside of our downtown. It's anchored on one end by a beautiful splash pad and the other end by a really neat band shell all along the river. And so we're turning it into one big festival. We're going to have car show, cruising, music, food, drinks, you name it. We're going to have it there that night.
Where do people stay when they come to Pontiac?
We have four hotels out by the highway, and then there are also some bed and breakfasts that are within the downtown area.
So, yeah, I was just going to say, I think maybe if I'm going to go for the small town, I'd like a little small town charm. I'd like to be maybe as close to the city or the downtown area as I can be.
Yeah, you know, and the good thing is we're a small town. So even if you're out at the highway by one of our flagship hotels, it is just a mile and a half to get into our downtown district.
I don't see in my notes here a brewery, so we got to get you guys a brewery, right?
Oh, we need a brewery, yes. Anybody listening that wants to start a brewery, come find us.
I was just going to say, they've got plenty of corn there. There's lots of distillable crops to make spirits, wine, or a beer down there. But you do have then restaurant scene. Can you just talk about the dining in Pontiac?
Yeah, you know, we've got some really unique restaurants. We have a fantastic farm-to-table that they actually have the farm themselves right in our downtown. We have some, diner-type places. We have a great family-run restaurant that's kind of expanded throughout central Illinois. So there's definitely whatever you're hungry for, you could find it.
You know what I think would be an interesting tour, too? I don't know if anybody does this anywhere, but I'd like to tour a farm. If I came from Chicago and I went to Pontiac, it's a city unto itself, but that's farm country all around. Wouldn't it be fun if we could, let's get this on the tour next year, where some farmer says, okay, you come out, and I want to walk the field, I want to pull some weeds, I want to get on a combine, touch a cow, that sort of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting you say that because we have a company based, I believe they're based out of Tremont, but they have, they call it their sandbox area where it's a test farm. And then they can take you on a tour of that farm and show you what their equipment does. And then we also have, those small petting zoo type places. And there's a couple just right on the outskirts of our city.
That's in Tremont, which is between, I guess, Pontiac and, you said Tremont, right?
I apologize. Yeah, that's where the company is based out of, but the test farm, the sandbox, all that stuff is right here in town.
You guys do a Thresherman's reunion and parade too, don't you?
We do, yeah. It actually just kicked off today, the Thresherman's reunion, and it goes through Monday. It's been going on since 1948. It's a big draw. A lot of people like to watch the old farming equipment and have it see how it works. And then there is always on the Sunday of that weekend a big parade that happens. It's put on by our local chamber, and it's very unique to Central Illinois, that's for sure.
Why? What's unique? You mean because it's the tractors? It's these threshing machines?
Yep, that's exactly what it is. Yeah, it has all the tractors and the threshing machines, and it has traditional things as well that you would see at other parades. The floats and the marching bands and that. So, yeah, it's a really cool event.
This is our Best of the Midwest series. We're talking about Pontiac, Illinois, right off of Route 55, old Route 66. The director of tourism for Pontiac is Liz Vincent. What's the swinging bridges that I read about in Pontiac?
Yes, I love the swinging bridges. You know, when I was a kid, it was always fun to get on them and just kind of make a move. But seeing someone from out of town get on one for the first time is one of my favorite things to do with tourists in town. They are pedestrian bridges. There are three of them that run across our Vermilion River, and they're suspension bridges, so when you get on them, they start swinging, they start moving, and it's a little unnerving at first, but then you realize, wait, this is actually a fun time.
Well, they don't rotate. It's not like something that actually turns, is it?
No. It's just it moves with the person walking along it.
Oh, so it's a pedestrian bridge and has some play in it, in other words.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there any other way to get over the river besides the swinging bridge?
Yeah, we have other bridges as well.
Just a couple last things then. Sometimes folks come to towns like yours and they like to go. Sometimes they're magnificent old homes. Do you have an old home district or something to tour and see?
Yeah, we have some fantastic small older homes, three of them that are run by our Livingston County Historical Society. We have the Yost House, the Jones House, and the Stravell House, which is one of our places in town that has a claim to fame with Abraham Lincoln spending some time there.
Mm. So we're talking Livingston County, Pontiac, 100 miles from downtown Chicago. So a short trip down, and obviously you said the Threshermen's reunion and parade is this weekend, and then September the... Oh, I'm looking at my notes here. The 18th is the Rockin' at the River concert and all of the fun that you're going to have there. And then I'm thinking of fall. Sometimes people like to get away then. Are there any other things on the schedule that I might plan a trip for?
Yeah, we have our Fall Fest that happens every year in our historic Chautauqua Park. And then also the Friday after Thanksgiving is our annual light-up parade, which goes through our downtown district. And we also have our traditional downtown tree lighting that is going to be held in conjunction with that this year. So that's always a great time. It's when Santa comes to town and, kids like to see that happen. So, yeah, our downtown, we have things going on all year long.
What's mm-hmm. the website for folks that want to find out more?
VisitPontiac.org.
VisitPontiac.org. Hey, well done, Liz. Nice to meet you. We'll see you soon.
So great to meet you as well. Thank you.
Thanks for telling the boy. There's a friendly voice for a nice town.